Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's December 14th, 10 o'clock in the evening, UTC, Universal Time, Greenwich Mean Time. It's actually 5 hours ahead of that time here in the Indian Ocean where we are. We've just passed the Kerguelen Islands shelf that extends to the north of the Kerguelen Islands. Kerguelen Islands are in the middle of the Indian Ocean, about halfway between South Africa and Australia. So it's a good accomplishment. We have a lot further to go, for sure. If you look at a world map and find India and go due south from India across the equator down into the Southern Ocean, there you will find the Kerguelen Islands, a remote outpost of France. There's a research station there. And we have a big storm that's developed behind us, came out of South Africa. And those are the exceptionally serious ones in the Indian Ocean. So we are down to the staysail, and we have three reefs in the mainsail at the moment. We actually have the storm jib hoisted and rolled up, ready to go. The beginning part of this storm, we think, will be manageable. Second part, we will find out. The depression, the low pressure system is rotating clockwise, opposite from what we have in the northern hemisphere. And the center of it's fairly large. Up until earlier this morning, the center was forecast to come pretty much directly over where we were. And we've been moving to the east, and but now the path has been forecast to be further to the south, which makes it a little more of a challenge for us because we can't get down to where there were less winds and lower wind speeds because of the rule in the race that we can't cross the Antarctic exclusion zone, which is what they call it, which is the line that you can't cross because there are maybe some icebergs south of that, and it would be a danger. So we're a little bit cornered here, but we're going to the east now, making about 14 and a half knots with the staysail and three reefs and the mainsail. We still are in somewhat company with Endo Coyne and the Irish skipper up ahead, about 90 miles or so, and then Alan Rura, the young Swiss skipper, who's ahead of us by about 50 miles or so. So we're proceeding along with them, and the system has just started to get to us about 3, 4, 5 hours ago, and it started to get the winds. We don't have strong winds yet, and they said we're hopefully far enough south so that we won't, at least in this initial stage, get the very strong wind. We shall see how that all works out. Anyway, other than that, things are flying on the boat. We're currently making, as I said, about 14 knots, 15, 16 knots right there. 26 knots of wind speed, and that's should be getting up to 30 to maybe 35 here. And then on the far side of the system, it should be considerably more. So we will see. Our friend Eric Bellion has headed up north to try to escape to the north side of the system. And he's up about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's up about 300 miles north of us now. And he's going to be getting hit by the front fairly soon. He's just about in it now. So good luck, Eric, and good luck, Alan, and good luck, Enda, and good luck to Great American 4 as well. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 4 off and clear.